Good evening from the Rosen Verdorn Sports Complex on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball tonight between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Morningside Mustangs come into tonight's contest, one of the top teams in the country, one of the top teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside is 5-4 in the conference, number 4 in the race right now, 14-5 overall. For the Dort College Defenders, it's been a season where there have been starts and stops along the way. The Dort College Defenders stand 0-9 in the conference currently, 8-11 overall. And the Dort College Defenders trying to get on track here this evening. It will not be an easy task. This Morningside group has won all of their contests outside of the conference except for one. And inside the conference have managed to win 5 contests. Mustang women, those losses are to Northwestern 98-97, Dakota Wesleyan 91-81, Concordia 80-52, and the outlier is a loss to Midland, a team that is not in the top 25, 77-73. That came right before the Christmas break, did that loss. Jamie Sales' team is averaging 82 points per game. They allow 68.6. Mustangs out-rebound teams 41.6 to 36.1 and have a 43 to 39.6 shooting percentage advantage from the field. They take 27 three-point attempts per contest. They're converting 35.4% of those shots. Madison Braun, Lexi Ackerman, and Laura Lemkiel all hit 4 double figures with scoring averages of 16.9, 16.1, and 12.7. Braun is making 39.4% of her three-point shots, and Lemkiel takes in a team-high 6.7 rebounds per game. Taylor Bohansky adds 9.2 points per game. Sydney Hupp contributes 6.6 points per outing. Braun tops the team with 67 steals. Ackerman has a team-high 52 assists. For the Dort College Defenders and Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, they are coming off a loss, a pair of losses this past weekend. They've been outscored 65.4 to 62.8. Kim Cruz leads the team with an 8.8 points per game average. Shea Palama adds 7.9 points per game. Dort College had won 3 games in a row from December 19th through the 30th, but lost a pair this past weekend to Concordia and Mount Marty. Kenzie Bosma was scoring 7.3 points per game. She missed all of the action last week. Looks like she is dressed and anticipates playing. She has gone through warm-ups. She has her left hand taped, and it certainly appears that she will be playing this evening. For all intents and purposes, it looks like Bosma is ready to go, and that is good news for the Dort College Defenders offensively, as they could use her explosiveness and her 7.3 points per game average. Last time these two teams were in action, Mustang women were 94-68 winners over Briar Cliff. Mount Marty women beat Doan 85-71 on Saturday. Dort College fought back to tie the game twice late in the third quarter, but the Lancers led 58-54 at the end of the quarter and then outscored Dort College 27-17 in the final quarter of play. Gasing scored 16 in the loss for the Defenders. She has been averaging 7.7 points per game since joining the team at the conclusion of the volleyball season back in early December. For the Mustang women, 94-68 winners over Briar Cliff on Saturday. They're up 26-12 already after just one quarter of play. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the home team, the Morningside Mustangs. They will start number 2, a 5'10 senior from Rock Rapids, Lexi Ackerman, averaging 16.1 points per game. Number 14 is Madison Braun, a 5'8 junior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 16.9 points per game. Number 23 is Lauren Lemkiel, a 6-foot junior from Wakefield, Nebraska, averaging 12.7 points per outing. Number 32 is Rachelle Hausch, a 5'11 junior from Missouri Valley, averaging 4.7 points per game. And number 35 is Jordan Moser, a 5'6 freshman from Harlan, Iowa, averaging 5 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 3, Kenzie Bosma. Bosma is a sophomore from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 7.3 points per game. Number 4 is Kim Cruz. She's a 5'7 senior from Hull, averaging 8.8 points per game. Number 23 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 8.1 points per contest. Number 25 is Annie Rinesmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6.1 points per game. And number 31 is Shea Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa. She is averaging 7.9 points per contest. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
By the dawn's early light.
national anthem from the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex on the campus of Morningside College. We are getting set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference twin bill between Dort College and Morningside. Women's contest coming up shortly. We'll have the introductions of the starting lineup. Let's take a break ourselves. Final chance to catch our breath before we get going with 4 hours of basketball. We'll be back with more right after this. We are having the introductions of the starting lineup here at, I always still want to call it Alley Gym. That's what I grew up referring to it as back when the Morningside Mustangs were the Morningside Chiefs. And they played in NCAA Division II. And they put together some pretty good ball clubs back in the 80s, 70s as well. Some Elite Eight finishes for the then Chiefs. Since then, they've transitioned to the Mustangs. Since then, they have joined the NAIA. The women's basketball team has had a tremendous amount of success since joining the NAIA. The Dort College Defenders, it's been a while since they beat the Morningside Mustangs. Last year, Morningside took a pair from the Dort College Defenders. Final scores of 84-59 and 73-56. Jumping center will be the Dort College Defenders, Shea Palama. Palama's tap is controlled. And coming up with the basketball is Madison Braun. Braun with the basketball. Mustangs have it. Our officials tonight, Jeremy Becker, Josh Yonker, and Jeremy McHugh. Morningside has the basketball. Working it around 15 seconds on the shot clock. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Balsma. Balsma with the basketball. Balsma gets it away to Cruz. Cruz with it up the floor. Cruz passes left side over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball after the missed shot by Morningside on the other end. Cruz passes at high post. They get it over to Angbers. Angbers lets fly with a three. It's in and out and in. Three-point basket for Paige Angbers as she inches her way closer to the Dort College all-time three-point shooting mark. She entered the contest. We'll get you filled in on that during our first break in the action. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Angbers. Angbers outlets to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Dort College over the years has played with this Morningside team for whatever reason. They've been able to compete very well against Morningside. Last year, we're right there with the Mustangs until the fourth quarter of a contest in Sioux Center before fading at the end. Pass comes in over the top. Ryan Smith, Dort College, playing with a 3-0 lead. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers passes it over to Cruz. Cruz with it. Left side back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Top of the key. Comes back. Right side. Cruz. Cruz. Free throw line. Palama. Palama. Free throw line. Jumper. No good. And she's going to be called for a foul on the push. Shea Palama whistled for the personal foul. While that three-point basket by Angbers for Paige, that is her 162nd. She is now four short of tying Serena Van Beek, five shy of breaking her record of 166 career three-point baskets. Driving right-hand side, Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman with a two-point bucket, and the Mustangs trail it 3-2. Bowsman with the basketball, passes it up to Cruz. Cruz with it up the floor, middle of the floor now. Looking for someone to pass to. Crosses over, now dribbles to the free throw line. Stops 12 feet straight on, comes back outside Palama. Palama, Cruz, Cruz, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith shoots the gap, comes right side over to Bowsman. Bowsman, jumper, baseline, not good. And the rebound taken away by Hausch. Hausch with the basketball. Hausch gives it up to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl passes right side back over to Braun. Braun, shot no good in the lane. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Morningside. And the jump ball, held ball, will give the basketball to the Dort College defenders on the alternating possession. Dort College leading 3-2. Pass comes in to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, throws it away, comes up to Morningside. Three-pointer on the way, Braun, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Pass into the front court, taken back by the Mustangs and the Dort College defenders. They've struggled with turnovers as of late. And so far this evening, starting out with a bit of a struggle. Missed shot by Morningside, saved in on the baseline. Coming up with it was Bowsma. Bowsma gets it over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith into the front court. Pass into the lane. Bowsma. Bowsma, two-point bucket. Good. Kenzie Bowsma with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 5-2. I should say lead 5-2. Into the lane is Ackerman. Ackerman whirling into the lane. She's got 4 points. And the Mustangs trail it 5-4. Dort College with a basketball on the backcourt and a turnover charged against the defenders. Nobody touched it inbounds, so it will be Morningside basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Morningside's Jordan Mosier to toss it in. Mosier looking for someone to throw to. Throws it in over the top. Gets it to Braun. Braun with the basketball back over to Mosier. Mosier with it at the top of the key. Morningside with the basketball. 7 minutes remaining. First quarter of play. Lauren Lemke over the basketball. Gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman on the three-point line. She passes left side over to Mosier. Mosier drops it off. Shot in the lane is no good by Rochelle Hausch. But a foul on the play called on the defenders and Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. That is her first. So a pair of free throws on the way for Morningside and Rochelle Hausch. Hausch to shoot a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Taylor Bahansky will check in for Morningside at the break. First free throw by Hausch is no good. That one was halfway down, spun around, and then popped back out. Bahansky is in. Mosier is out. Bahansky, one of three players. I beg your pardon. She is not averaging double figures. She's right at 9.2 points per game. Hausch makes one of two free throws, and we are tied 5-5. 6:45 remaining, first quarter. Into the front court with the basketball. They drop it off left side. Defenders out front. Cruz. Cruz straight on three. Good. Kim Cruz with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders regain the lead at 8-5 after Morningside tied it briefly at 5-5. Bringing the basketball up is Bahansky. Jamie Gasink waiting at the scorer's table along with Rachel Evavold. Morningside basketball driving in. Ackerman. Ackerman shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Bausma. And Kenzie Bausma trying to square up and take the charging foul, unable to get there in time. And the Mustangs will go to the free throw line for more free throws. Lexi Ackerman to shoot two more free throws. So three fouls already on the Dort College defenders. Now Morningside attacking the hoop, and Dort College not adjusting their defense yet. Lexi Ackerman misses the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. Ackerman, a 68% free throw shooter. She is one of 3,000-point career scorers on this Morningside team. Shot on the way for Ackerman is no good. The first one was no good. Second one does drop in, and the Dort College defenders lead 8-6. Pruitt and Harmson waiting at the bench for Dort College now. Pass out front to Rinesmith. Rinesmith right side. They go into Gasink. Gasink's pass deflected. And coming away with the basketball was Sydney Hupp. But Hupp commits a turnover in the backcourt. So the teams swap turnovers. Rinesmith and Angbers are out. Pruitt and Harmson are in. Evavold, Gasink, and Cruz staying on the floor for the Dort College defenders. There's your Dort College five. Throwing the ball in, right side of the lane is Pruitt. Pruitt looking, gets it into Gasink. Gasink short corner, into the lane, crosses over, puts it up with the right hand, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hupp. Hupp coming off of the bench for 6.6 points per game. She's a freshman, gets the return pass, squares up, top of the key. Nothing there, comes back over to Ackerman. Ackerman spins it back outside for Braun. Braun with the basketball, 5:42 left to play, first quarter. Into the corner, Hupp. Hupp working against Evavold. Evavold holds her ground, and now Hupp draws the foul on Evavold, and Sydney Hupp will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. So Dort College, four fouls already on the defenders in this quarter. 8-6 our score. Morningside playing a 2-3 zone. They've stayed out of foul trouble here in the early going. First free throw by Hupp is good. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Both free throws up and through for Hupp, a 68% free throw shooter. She makes them both, and we're tied 8-8. 5.5 left to go, first quarter. Pass into the front court, and it's thrown away by Alyssa Palama. Now Alyssa Flone, and Flone commits the turnover intended for Gasink. And here come the Mustangs with our score tied 5-5. 5-5 our score. Taylor Bahansky with the basketball. She passes right side over to Ackerman. Ackerman gives it up out front to Below. Now Braun. Braun working against Flone, and Flone's going to be rung up for another foul. It's team foul number 5 on the defenders already. And this is going to be an issue before the day's over. And it'll be bonus time now for Braun. Braun will shoot a pair. Morningside has shot free throws on all but one of the fouls called against the Dort College defenders. Braun makes the first one. She's got another one coming. She's an 83% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Abby Pruitt into the front court for the defenders. Dort College trailing now 10-8. Braun made both free throws. Four different players have scored for the Mustangs. Dort College passes into the corner. Harmson. Harmson lets fly with a long three from the left wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound saved in by Flown on the baseline. Coming out with it is Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun, long pass into the front court. Gives it up. Hup. Hup shot no good, but a foul called. And we're going to have a push called on Bahansky. On the rebound, Taylor Bahansky whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number one on the Mustangs. Eva Vold is out. Checking in is Rio Landers for Dort College. 4:39 left to play in the first quarter. Throwing the ball in will be Gasing for Dort College. Jamie gets the ball inbounded to Pruitt. Pruitt passes right side over to Flown. Flown working against Bahansky. Flown across half-court stripe. She passes over to Gasing. Lob pass down low to Landers. Landers, turnaround on the baseline is good. Rio Landers with a two-point basket, and we're tied 10-10. 4:20 remaining, first half, first quarter, that is. Bahansky gets a pass on the wing. She lets fly with a three. It's good. Taylor Bahansky, her first basket today, and the North College defenders trail 13-10. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt passes right side. Flown. Flown in between the circles. Flown goes over to Gasing. Gasing drops it in for Landers, and Landers is stripped to the ball, but a foul on the play called on Morningside and Madison Braun. Braun whistled for the personal, her first. Checking out of the ball game is Braun. Checking into the game is Jenna Bork. Throwing the ball in will be Flown for Dort College. Had Gasing open momentarily on the block, instead passes out front to Pruitt. Pruitt to Harmson. Harmson sets three. Top of the key, missed it, no good. Rebound, Flown. Flown, put back, good. Alyssa Flown racing through the lane, gets the shot to go on the putback. She came from the right side of the lane as you face the hoop, crossing over to the left, found the basketball, and put it in from short range. Pass goes in to Bahansky. Bahansky fouled on the shot attempt. She'll shoot more free throws. These will be the ninth and tenth free throws shot by Morningside already in this contest. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Bahansky makes one of two. Dort College into the front court with Flown. Flown passes left side. They get it back over to Flown. Flown right side, Gasing. Gasing on the wing. Gasing gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt goes down low. Gasing. Gasing. Flown. Flown. Basket good. Flown attacking from the left wing. Gets the shot to go. And the defenders trail for a lead, I should say. Well, they've tied it up 14-14. 14-14 our score. Bahansky driving in, and Bahansky's going to shoot more free throws. 44. Bahansky. Bahansky with 5 points already today. She'll shoot two more free throws. And at this rate, we're going to shoot a bunch of them before the night's over. Morningside has scored 14 points thus far this evening in the first quarter. Half of them from the field, the other half from the free throw line. Bahansky, free throw, short, no good. Another one on the way. So Morningside attacking the basket, getting the foul calls, and getting to the free throw line. And it's a two-edged sword. Not only are they attacking, but they've gotten into the bonus. So now they'll shoot bonus free throws from here on out. Bahansky missed the first one, makes the second. It's 15-14, Morningside. Into the front court is Cruz. Cruz passes over to Ryan Smith. Morningside showing a trap for the first time. They get it over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Now Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith double-teamed on the wing. Her pass out, deflected and taken away by Bork. Bork with it on the right side. Bork driving in, and Rinesmith is going to be called for a foul on the perimeter. And these fouls now beginning to have a cumulative effect. Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Bork. Another free throw opportunity here. This is Bork's first free throw, and Bork makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Bork is up and through. So Jenna Bork makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 17-14. 17-14 our score. Bausma to Paloma. Paloma short corner, Cruz. Cruz up front, Angbers. Angbers left side, Rinesmith, and a reach-in foul called on the Mustangs. And Tristan below. Dort College inbounding the basketball. They get it thrown in over to Kim Cruz. Cruz, right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Cruz. Cruz, left side, Angbers. Dort College down three. Really pretty fortunate to be right in it. Shot by Bausman in the paint, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Up the floor with it. Right-handed dribble is below. Below. Passes to Bahensky. Bahensky to Ackerman. Ackerman out front. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Long rebound, though, taken down by Morningside, but coming down with it out of bounds is Bahensky. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back, trailing 17-14. Lauren Lemkiel checks back into the game for the Mustangs. Checking out is number 25, below. Now Cruz. Cruz brings it up for the defenders. Dort College in their road blacks. They pass it over to Shea Paloma. Paloma in the lane from straight on, bangs it home from straight on off a glass. Morningside basketball. Down one are the Mustangs. Pass goes to Ackerman. Ackerman driving in. Ackerman's shot is good. 7 points for Ackerman. And the Mustangs extend the lead to 3-19-16. With the basketball is Cruz. Cruz passes it back over to Angbers. Angbers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it right side. Rinesmith passes to Cruz, and Cruz is fouled on the play by Ackerman. For Lexi Ackerman, that is foul number one. To the free throw line will be, oh, that's just foul number four, beg your pardon. I had thought Dort College was in the bonus, my mistake. Eva Vold checks into the ball game, checking out Shea Paloma. Pass comes into Rinesmith, 1:10 remaining. Pass right side over to Cruz, 1:10 left in the first quarter. Pass right side to Cruz, splitting the gap, and we've got a carry called on Kim Cruz, and too many turnovers on the Dort College defenders in the early going here this evening. All that being said, they haven't shot as many free throws. They've committed too many turnovers by my estimation. It'll be interesting to see when we get these statistics, either in between quarters or at halftime, to find out just how many turnovers the defenders have. But they're still right in this, trailing just 19-16. Pass goes high post where the basketball is Hop. Hop turns, fires, 15-footer from the right elbow, good. And Morningside now a little bit of distance. They're up 21-16. You can't lose contact with this Morningside team. Pass goes left side, Angbers. Angbers three off the mark, no good from the corner. Rebound taken away by Hop. Hop with the basketball, and she passes right side. Three on the way is up and good. And just like that, the Mustangs racing. Jenna Bork with the three-point bucket. It's 24-16. 24-16, our score. Into the front court is Pruitt. Pruitt has it tapped away from behind. 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Morningside off and running. They drop it off. Comes over to Lauren Lemkiel. Lemkiel with a two-point basket. Morningside has opened up a 10-point lead. They've scored seven in a row after I got done saying Dort College was only down three. Now it's a 10-point ball game, and they're threatening to get it to the end of the quarter at that rate. Jamie Gasink lets fly with a long three at the end of the quarter. Our score stands Morningside 26, Dort College 16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment.
God's presence is evident everywhere at Dort College. We don't require our students to go to chapel, but every Wednesday the majority of our students gather to worship in chapel because they want to. Students also gather on Thursday nights for praise and worship and on Sundays for other student-led services and Bible studies. Hi, I'm Aaron Bart, Dean of Chapel at Dort, and getting to participate in all the different ways that students grow in their faith is the best part of my job. To learn more about a college that teaches transformation and not just information, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or at dort.edu.
My grandfather served in World War II. Spending time with him were the best memories of my life. I became a physician at VA because of my grandfather, so I can help others like him. I can't imagine working with better doctors or a more dedicated staff. I'm fulfilling my life's mission with the help of my team and thanks to these veterans. I'm proud to be a doctor at VA and proud to honor my grandfather every day. Search VA Careers to find out more.
Welcome back. Dort College trailing 26-16. Longtime statistician at the Alley Gym, Randy Cash, handing me the statistics. Pass goes over to Hupp. Hupp shot in the lane is good, and she's going to be a handful, just a freshman. She's got 6 points already, and the Mustangs lead 28-16. Here are your key numbers. Both teams are 7 of 14 from the field. Both teams are 2 of 5 on three-pointers. Dort College has not shot a free throw. Morningside is 10 for 14 from the charity stripe. Dort College has 7 turnovers already. Morningside has 2. Out front with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz, 3 to shoot, loses it, picks it up on the wing, fires it up off of the glass, and gets it to go. Kim Cruz, what's the old saying? Well, we don't believe in luck, but better to be lucky than good, something like that. She bangs it off the window from the left elbow, and not a lot of form there. Got it to go, though. It counts the same in the scorebook, but Lauren Lemke answers back with a three-point bucket, and it's 31-19. 31-19, our score. Cruz passes it off to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball, and Bausma's short shot is good. She's got 4. Pretty free-flowing offenses really thus far. Both offenses doing what they want more or less, and that's reflected in a high shooting percentage. Shot missed by Morningside. Dort College with the basketball. Rinesmith gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz to Engbers. Engbers out front. Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz pass through too many arms, and it's taken away by Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl tries to drop it off right side and unable to hang on to it. Morningside's Abby Dreiling. Dreiling, player that I hadn't anticipated seeing. Morningside, really a pretty tight rotation this year. Just 9 players seeing regular action for the Mustangs this season. Normally that number is 10 or 11. Pruitt with the basketball on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Might have traveled with it. Morningside crowd wanted the travel call. I can see where they might have thought that. Pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz pass into the lane, taken away, intended for Pruitt. Here comes Bohensky. Pass goes left side, Dreiling. Dreiling off the bottom of the back, off the bottom of the basket, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Hausch. Hausch with 3 points. It's 33-21, Morningside. So Morningside, a run to end the first quarter to get up by 10. And now it's been 10 and 12, and a timeout on the floor with 7:35 remaining in the first half. Dort College uses their first timeout. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. They're a certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 712-722-1902 to be proactive, by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. Down on the block is Palama. Palama back over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the lane. Her short jumper is no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside's Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl passes it right side. Three. Missed it. No good by Braun. Ball's down on the floor. Still loose and picked up in the backcourt by Gasing. Gasing comes away with the basketball. Up ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. Pruitt to get Bausma. Bausma throws it up and she is fouled. She forced it up. Lemkuhl commits the personal. Lauren Lemkuhl whistled for her first personal foul. That is team foul number one against the Mustangs in this quarter. And Kenzie Bausma will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Bausma, no good. She's got another one coming. She's got 4 points on a pair of field goals so far tonight. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Kenzie Bausma makes one of two free throws. And the North College defenders trail 33-22, beg your pardon. So 33-22, the 11-point difference. Mustang basketball, Braun. Braun to Bahansky. Bahansky, kick out pass. Right corner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Morningside's Hausch. Hausch shot, no good. And the rebound taken down by Bausma in the backcourt. She gets it head to Gasing. Gasing with it, drops it off left side, Pruitt. Pruitt splits the defense, loses it on the way up, and take it away, Bahansky. Bahansky with the steal. Bahansky throws it away, and the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College and Bausma. Bausma gets it into Gasing. Gasing to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt up the floor, and her pass is tipped away out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is Harmson. Bausma checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Alyssa Flohn. Harmson gets it into Gasing. Gasing in between the circles. Gasing passes right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Dort College down 11. Abby with the basketball. Picks it up. Tries to pass it into the short corner, and it's kicked away out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Dort College inbounding. Throwing it in will be Alyssa Flohn. Flohn gets it into Gasing. Gasing shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out long. Coming up with it is Flohn. Flohn with the basketball. Flohn passes right side. Gets the return pass. Now they get it back over to Flohn. Flohn right side. With it is Rio Landers. Landers 12-footer is short, no good, and she commits a foul on the ensuing rebound. Foul charge to Landers is number one on her. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center. They're at 712-722-0101. Driving in with the right hand, laying it up is Bahansky. She is fouled on the play by Harmson. Foul number one on Harmson. Bahansky with an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. Bahansky, so far this evening, 2-for-4 from the free throw line. And now makes that free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. She's got 8 points by my count. Want to double-check that against the scoreboard. They've got her for 8 as well. Defenders trailing 36-22. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt over to Flohn. Flohn right side, Gasing. Gasing gives it up. Flohn, Pruitt. Pruitt, Evavold. Evavold drops it off. Gasing. Gasing, baseline jumper is good. Jamie Gasing with a 2-point basket. Dort College trailing 36-24. 3-pointer from the top of the key, and it's a rainbow, and knocking it down is Lauren Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with 8. And the Mustangs lead at 39-24 in Morningside. Steadily working their way towards a 15-point lead. They've reached that now at 39-24. Driving down is Gasing. Gasing reverse layup, missed it, no good. Stolen by Pruitt on the outlet pass, though, after Morningside had secured the rebound. With the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing, 19 seconds to shoot. They get it over to Flown. Flown back to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt over to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline, and it's kicked away by Morningside, and I believe they'll reset the shot clock to 15 with the kick. Dort College checking players in. Ryan Smith and Cruz are in. Pruitt and Flown are out. Inbounding is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gets it into Gasing. Gasing drops it off for Evavold. Evavold, Engbers, Engbers, Cruz. Cruz, top of the key. Goes right side, Gasing. Gasing shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Jamie Gasing. So two free throws coming here for Gasing, the sophomore from Sioux Center. First free throw for Gasing, averaging 7.7 points per game. She knocks it down. She's got another one coming. She can cut it down to a 13-point ball game with a made free throw here. 4:15 left to play first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Gasing with 4 points. Dort College trails 39-26. Into the front court with the basketball is Ackerman. Ackerman stops on the right side. Ackerman passes it off to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with the basketball. Lemkuhl to Ackerman. Ackerman with it. Ackerman back out front to Mosier. Mosier with it. Mosier to Bahensky. Bahensky's three, too strong, no good. Rebound Cruz, and Cruz loses her footing on the other end. In front of the Dort College bench, the ball is dribbled out of bounds by Cruz. It will be Morningside basketball. 3:51 remaining. So Morningside gets the ball inbounded. They throw it to Jordan Mosier. Mosier driving into the left hand. Strong move against Ryan Smith. And Mosier, the freshman from Harlan, gets the shot to go. Dort College trails by 15 again, 41-26. Into the front court with the basketball is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith in between the circles. Ryan Smith passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble. She goes to Gasing. Gasing. Her pass down low is tipped and taken away by Morningside. Another turnover by the defenders. Here comes Morningside in transition. Two-point bucket by Lemkuhl is good. She's got 10. And the Mustangs trail at 40, a lead at 43-26. 43-26 our score. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Passes over to Cruz. Cruz, right side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith. Gives it up, Engbers. Engbers, 15-footer right elbow. Good. Paige Engbers with her second field goal. She's got 5 points. Defenders down by 15, 43-28. Morningside basketball. Right side with it is Braun. Braun gives it up. Shot from the perimeter. Ackerman, long three, was off the mark. No good. Here comes Dort College down 15. Bringing the basketball up is Gasing. Gasing gives it up to Bausma. Bausma unable to gather in the rebound, and the Dort College defenders will play defense. Coming back the other way is Ackerman. Ackerman off the glass, no good. And here comes Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith driving in. Her shot, no good. And Rinesmith will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. 43-28 our score. Dort College down 15 with 2:19 left to play in the first half. So Ryan Smith shooting a pair. Ryan Smith, a 73% free throw shooter. First one is up and through, 6.1 points per game. Another one on the way for Ryan Smith. 2:19 left to play, first half of basketball. Morningside 43, Dort College 29. Other than that run at the end of the first quarter, Dort College hanging right in there. Ryan Smith makes both free throws. She is the eighth player to score for the defenders. And the defenders trail by a baker's dozen, 43-30. 2:12 remaining. Here come the Mustangs. Ball deflected by Ryan Smith, picked up by Bahensky. Puts it up against Bausma. Shot no good. as she drove the right side of the lane. But Bahansky is fouled on the play. Taylor Bahansky will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot two more free throws. This will be her sixth and seventh free throw of the ball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Bahansky now 4-for-7 from the free throw line as she makes one. Kim Cruz of the basketball across half court. 2 minutes remaining, first half. Pass goes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up. Engbers. Engbers floater. Left baseline good. Paige Engbers off the dribble with 7. It's her first off the dribble shot we've seen tonight by her. Other two. One was a spot up 3. The other was an elbow jumper. Driving into the left hand. Shot is up and good for Mosier. She's fouled on the play. And Jordan Mosier will go to the free throw line. She got fouled on the play by Engbers. Paige, the 5'9 senior from Pella for the Dort College Defenders, gets rung up for the personal foul and an and-one situation here for Morningside and Mosier. Mosier already with her season average of 4 points. She makes the free throw. She's got 5. And the Mustangs continuing to take advantage of their free throw opportunities. When we get to halftime, it'll be a substantial amount that they have taken and converted. Pruitt with the basketball out front. She passes left side over to Engbers. 1:30 remaining in the half. They pass it right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up to Cruz. Cruz driving in, draws some contact. Shot is good, no call made. She's got 8 points, does Kim Cruz. Dort College trailing 47-34. 47-34, Morningside with the basketball. Ackerman gets around Pruitt. Ackerman with a layup, good. Lexi Ackerman, a senior, has 9 first half points, and the Defenders trail 49-34. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes it off to Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, back over to Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz gives it back to Engbers, 14 to shoot. 49 seconds on the shot, on the game clock. Cruz driving in. Cruz dumps it off to Pruitt. Pruitt with a 2-point basket. It's good. Abby Pruitt with a 2-point basket. And for Abby, that is her first field goal. Dort College trailing 49-36. Shot on the other end missed. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Palama. Palama in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called on Sydney Hupp. That's foul number 1 on Hupp. To the free throw line will be Palama. Shea Palama will shoot 2 free throws with 20 seconds remaining. Morningside leading 49-36. Palama with an opportunity to cut into the lead, and the first free throw is good. Shea Palama with another free throw on the way. 49-37 our score. Palama. Free throw on the way is up with the right hand and good. Shea Palama, 4 points for Shea, halfway to her season average of 7.9. Defenders down 11, 49-38. Morningside's been pretty content to stay in his own defense. Much of the first half of this contest, a 2-3, nothing fancy, and Dort College has found some gaps to work with. 9 seconds left, 8. Ackerman gets a ball screen out front, drives right side, passes into the corner, 3 from the corner, missed it, no good. And the Dort College defenders get to halftime, trailing by 11, 49-38. 49-38, we're at half. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Alley Gym, the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex on the campus of Morningside College. Back with more in a moment. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College trailing 49-38. That's the most important statistic. Beyond that, Morningside 16 of 33 from the floor, 48.5%, 4 for 13 on threes, 30.8%, 13 of 18 on free throws, 72.2%. Dort College 14 of 26 from the floor, 53.8%, 3 for 6 on threes, 50%, 7 of 8 on free throws, 87.5%. Dort College has out-rebounded Morningside 16-13. Turnovers, Dort College 12, Morningside 5. Dort College led in the first half by Kim Cruz with 8 points. Lauren Lemkuhl leads Morningside with 10. We'll be back with a look at the individual numbers for the first half of this contest right after this. Individual numbers look like this. For Dort College, Kim Cruz with 8 points, 3 for 3 from the floor. 7 points for Paige Angbers, 5 for Kenzie Bausma, 4 each for Shea Palama and Alyssa Flone, and 4 for Jamie Gasing. 2 for Rio Landers, 2 for Abby Pruitt, 2 for Annie Rinesmith, for their total of 38. For the Mustangs, they have 49 points. Lauren Lemkuhl leading the way with 10. 9 each for Taylor Behensky and Lexi Ackerman. 2 for Madison Braun. 3 for Rochelle Hausch. 5 for Jordan Mosier. 5 for Jenna Bork. 6 for Sydney Hopp. Rochelle Hausch with a game-high 6 rebounds. 3 rebounds for Sydney Hopp. For the Dort College defenders, 3 rebounds for Kenzie Bausma. And 2 each for Kim Cruz, Paige Angbers, and Annie Rinesmith. Also 2 for Alyssa Flone and Jamie Gasing. 2 assists each for Kim Cruz and Annie Rinesmith. 1 steal for Ebby Pruitt. Morningside leading Dort College 49-38. Let's take a break and we'll be back checking in with scores from halftime around the conference right after this. Glad to have you along with me on this evening, this cold evening outside, but here in the Rosen Verdorn Sports Complex, Alley Gym, nice and cozy. Both teams shooting it well from the floor in the first half of play. Both teams hovering around 50%. Obviously, more goes into it than shooting percentage, but Dort College winning that battle right now, 14 of 26 from the field, while the Mustangs are 16 of 33 from the field. Dort College simply comes down to too many turnovers in the first half of play. They had 7 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, 12 for the ball game. Morningside has gotten off 7 more field goal attempts and 10 more free throw attempts than the Dort College defenders, and that has translated into an 11-point lead, 49-38. Halftime scores around the conference. We find Dakota Wesleyan leading Briar Cliff 39-25. Concordia over Midland at half, 30-19. Northwestern a 45-29 lead on Mount Marty. And Hastings leads the College of St. Mary late in the first half, 23-9. GPAC standings heading into play this evening in the GPAC women's race. Concordia is 10-0. Hastings is 8-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-2. Morningside 5-4. Midland, Doan, Briarcliff, and Mount Marty 4-5. Northwestern is 4-6. College of St. Mary 1-8. Dort College is 0-9. Let's take a break and we'll be back with the second half of play from Sioux City right after this. Dort College with the basketball as we open up the second half of play. Morningside amping up the pressure in the half court. Cruz with the basketball trapped in the corner. Reverses left side Angbers. Angbers catches, fires a three. It's good. Paige Angbers with her second three tonight. 10 points for the ball game. Dort College cuts the lead down to 49-41. Morningside basketball splitting the defense. Taken away, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a steal. Here come the defenders. Pass left side over to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith picks up her dribble. Passes left side over to Cruz. Kim with it. Kim picks up her dribble, passes Bausma, Bausma, Angbers, Angbers, Bausma. Bausma back to Cruz. Cruz shot in the lane from straight on. Off of the backboard, good from 10 feet. Cruz with 9. Dort College opens the second half with back-to-back buckets. It's 49-43. Morningside basketball goes over to Braun. Braun with it to Hausch. Hausch, Ackerman. Ackerman, 17-footer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the Dort College defenders. Coming up with the basketball, Dort College, Cruz after the rebound by Palama. Rinesmith to Angbers. Angbers right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it in between the circles. Left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. Comes back right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith backing it out. 6 to shoot, now 5. Ryan Smith, Palama. Palama, free throw line jumper, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Bausma. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point basket. She's got seven. And back we go the other way. Ackerman driving to the hoop, and we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders and Bausma. Ackerman will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Will the senior from Rock Rapids, Iowa. It's 49-45. Dort College has started the second half with a seven-point run. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley, Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Second free throw is missed by Ackerman. Normally pretty steady from the free throw line. 68% free throw shooter. Missed them both, though. Morningside secured the offensive rebound, and we're back to action. Morningside basketball. Mustangs with it on the right side. This is Mosier in the corner. Bounce pass down low. Ackerman. Ackerman posting up against Gasink. Ackerman, two-point bucket. Good. She's got 11. First basket of the second half for the Mustangs, coming with 7:50 remaining in the third quarter. Cruz with it up front. Tries to go high post to Gasink. Gasink has it ripped away from her on the errant pass. Shot right side, no good, is up and good for Lemkuhl, and Morningside with a steal and a lay-in, and that turnover resulting directly in a layup for Morningside. Pass goes left side, out front with it is Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz comes back right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith back to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles, 7:13 remaining. Cruz tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Morningside basketball. So Morningside gets the basketball back on the tie-up. In effect, a turnover by the defenders. Dort College hanging in there and really fighting pretty well. Take away the turnovers, you have a few more opportunities. Morningside basketball, up front with it is Hausch. Left side three, no good by Matt Braun. Rebound cleared by Gasing, but it's poked away from behind by Ackerman. Here comes Morningside. Morningside, they give it into the corner. Shot is up, in and out, no good by Hausch, and the Dort College defenders secure the rebound. Morningside cooling off a bit from the floor here in the second half. They were hovering around 50% through the first half of play. Rinesmith with the basketball. She passes over to Engbers. Engbers, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball back to Engbers. Engbers to Pruitt. Pruitt, Rinesmith. Long three by Rinesmith, no good. And the rebound taken out by Hausch as she sealed Gasink on the box out. Pass out front, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs busted play now, driving in. Shot no good by Mosier, but she's fouled on the play. Jordan Mosier will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. That foul was charged to Shea Palama. And for Palama, that is number two for the ball game, and number two in this quarter on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering quality and on time since 1955. The Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Mosier makes both free throws. She's got 7 points, and it is back to a 10-point ball game. 55-45. Flown with a basketball, and Flown is fouled at half court. Alyssa Flown was fouled by Bahansky, and Bahansky picks up number two. It's a 10-point ball game, 55-45. Right side pass goes to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing, picks up her dribble, comes back to Gasink. Gasink to Flown. Flown, right side Pruitt, and that's Angbers. Her pass to Pruitt is taken away. A steal by Ackerman. Ackerman with a layup. She's got 13. And the Mustangs stretch it to a dozen again, 57-45. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Timeout defenders, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment.
88.5 is building a brand new website. Go to KDCR885.com and take a look at the early renovations. The new KDCR885.com features extensive weather information, online audio streaming, and is now compatible with all smartphone devices. Now, when you get there, excuse our digital dust as you roam about KDCR885.com in your car, on the job, in the office, at home, or while you travel. KDCR885.com. The more you listen, the more you hear.
Seven to 45, Dort College down a dozen. After the timeout, Dort College used their second timeout of the ball game. Morningside has not used a timeout yet. Pass left side over to Flone. Flone penetrates, kicks it over to Harmson. Shot blocked. Rebound taken down by Morningside's Lauren Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl is fouled on the play by Gasink on the rebound. And Dort College will retreat now defensively. That is foul number three on the defenders here in the third quarter. 5:15 left to play, third quarter of action. Bringing the basketball up, the Morningside Mustangs. With it is Taylor Bahansky. Bahansky over the ball. Bahansky to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl drops it off inside to Ackerman. Ackerman, two-point basket is good. Lexi Ackerman with 15, and the defenders trail it. 59-45, Morningside right now on an 8-0 run. Dort College had this down to a four-point ball game, 49-45. Actually, a 12-0 run for the Mustangs. Shot by Flone, the floater, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside has the basketball back after the missed shot by Flone. 4:39 left to play here in the third quarter. Morningside has been in control. Dort College has made a couple of charges early in the second half. Got the lead down to five. I should say four, 49-45. But Morningside right now on a 12-0 run, and this Morningside team, that's nothing new for me to see them do that type of thing. They've done it to some very good Dort College teams in the past. You're hanging in there, and you look up at the scoreboard, and they've gone on a 14-0 run. Shot no good from the right side. Rebound cleared by Lemkuhl. Dort College will try to end the drought here. Bringing the basketball up left side is Cruz. Cruz fires it to Palama. Palama back outside to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball out front. Ryan Smith, right elbow, Cruz, left side. Cruz with a basketball out front, comes back over to Ryan Smith to a posting up, Kenzie Bausma. Bausma shot in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College, by Morningside. Up the floor with it, pass through the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Palama. Shea got her hands on it, but sent it out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside throwing it in. This will be Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman's pass is tipped. It's taken by Morningside. Morningside basketball, Hupp. Hupp gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman dumps it underneath. Nothing there. Back to Ackerman. Ackerman looking. She passes into the corner, Hupp. Hupp down to the baseline. Hupp on the baseline gets the shot to go. Looked like she might have traveled with it on the baseline. No call made. So my opinion, as I've figured out nearly two decades ago when I'm doing this, doesn't really matter a whole lot. Pass comes over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Now to Angbers. Angbers back over to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz is fouled on the play by Bahansky. And the official that time talked into that by Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, in my opinion. Cruz trying to get rid of the basketball. Locked her up on the wrist and got the foul call. We've seen worse than that this evening, though not call. Rinesmith with it up front. Morningside on a 14-0 run. Pass goes down low. Bausma gets the shot to go, and Kenzie will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That ends the drought that began with Dort College down 61-45. It ends now with Dort College down 61-47, pending a free throw for the three-point play. Bahansky checks out of the ballgame. As I alluded to earlier, she is one of three Morningside players with over 1,000 career points entering play this evening. For Morningside, Bahansky has, well, she's right at 1,000. Lexi Ackerman has nearly 1,500. Madison Braun has almost 1,100. Shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play called as Hupp wheeled into the lane. Her shot is no good. And Shea Palama picks up her third personal. That could be trouble. Shea's been doing a fair job underneath the basket in terms of her post defense this evening. Matches up with Hupp a little bit better than Evavold and Landers. Evavold will check into the ballgame. Let's see if she can hold her own against Hupp here. 62-47. Another free throw on the way for Hupp. And that one's up and through as well. Hupp, 10 points, and she looks like the type of player that's going to give you headaches for 3.5 more years. Pass comes right side, Dort College basketball. Out front it goes to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. High post, Evavold. Evavold, right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball, Cruz. Cruz stripped on the way to the hoop. Kick out, Angburst. Three ball on the way, missed it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Coming up with it is Jenna Bork. Bork with the basketball. Bork passes right side. They get it on the wing. Feed it underneath Hupp. Hupp against Evavold, and Hupp gets the shot to go. Hupp with a dozen. Dort College wanted the offensive foul on Hupp. And the Mustangs lead by 18, 65-47. Morningside, after Dort College scored seven in a row to start the half. Evavold takes it hard of the hoop, has been in control of this one. They lead it by 19, or 18, and they're threatening to go up more. Shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound cleared for Morningside. Ackerman. Ackerman puts up a three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound to Hupp. Hupp in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. That ball was touched last by Tristan Bolio. Evavold checks out, Landers checks in, Cruz checks out as well. Rinesmith will check out, Pruitt is in. On the floor for the defenders, it's Bausma, Gasing, Pruitt, Angbers, and Landers. Dort College led in scoring by Landers so far with 10 points. Gasing brings the basketball up the floor. She passes right side. Down to the right side is Bausma. Bausma splits the defense. Pretty good to see Kenzie Bausma attacking the hoop again with 11 points, and the defenders trail 65-49. Backdoor cut, Ackerman. Ackerman layup good. There's the reason she's got about 1,500 points. Good teammates, obviously, part of that, but Ackerman, nice ball player out of Central Lyon. 67-49, Dort College, trailing by 18. 1 minute remaining here in the third quarter. Out front with it is Pruitt. Pruitt to Gasing. Gasing right side, Pruitt. Pruitt feeds it down low for Landers. Reversal outside, Angbers. Three ball on the way. Missed it. No good. Too short. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Ackerman tries to throw it off of Landers. Landers grabs it off the deflection. Gasing, awkward shot. Good. Jamie Gasing with 6 points. 67-51. Dort College down 16. So the defenders trying to weather the storm by Morningside. Got down 18. Now they're back to within 16. They've never been down by more than 18. Driving in is Hupp. Hupp right now having a field day. She's got 14. 69-51. Morningside in front. With it in the backcourt, Gasing. Gasing over to Pruitt. Pruitt left side. She comes back over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers to Gasing. Five to shoot. Gets it underneath. Bausma. Bausma blocked on the way up. Loose basketball, coming up with it is Ackerman. Ackerman at the buzzer, and they count it. Lexi Ackerman driving in with a layup as time expires. She's got 10 in the third quarter alone. Stretches it to a 20-point ball game, 71-51. Back with more in a moment. We're at the end of the third quarter. Morningside owns the third quarter of play. Take a 20-point lead after Dort College had the lead down to 49-44, 45 that is. From that point on, Dort College was outscored 22-6. And we stand at 71-51 right now. Ball inbounded to Kim Cruz, Dort College. Through the first three quarters of this one, a turnover in the backcourt and the steal and the lay-in for Jordan Mosier. Mosier with nine, and the Mustangs leading 73-51. Dort 20-41 from the floor in the first three quarters. Morningside 25-59, so both teams still around 50%. Morningside 17-24 from the free throw line. Dort College 7-9. Morningside out rebounding Dort College 26-21. Turnovers, Dort College 15, Morningside 7. Kim Cruz with the basketball, 9-15 and counting. Pass goes into Harmson. Harmson underneath to Paloma. Paloma with 6. And the defenders trail, 73-53. Shot missed by Morningside. Here comes Dort College and Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith out front. Rinesmith on the right side. Passes it to Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Reverses. Rinesmith. Rinesmith sets. Fires. Three. Off the front iron. No good there for the rebound. Paloma. Paloma with a putback. And Shea Paloma has 8 points. And the defenders trail it 73-59. That is. 18-point ball game. Dort College has trailed by as many as 22. Out front with the basketball. Mosier. Mosier. Right wing, three on the way, is up and down for Rochelle Hausch. Hausch with 6 points, 76-55. Morningside in control of this one. Dort College down 21. Rinesmith splits the defense, drives in, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Morningside and Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl passes it up the floor. With it is Braun. Braun. Kicks it off, left side, shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Paloma. Paloma outside to Cruz. Cruz with it. 76-55, Dort College down 21. Pass left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up. This is Bausma. Bausma, Cruz. Cruz straight on three, good. Kim Cruz, over 800 career points, has 12 this evening. 76-57. Beg your pardon, 76-58 on that three-pointer. I factored in a two, not a three. Passing up, right side. This is Ackerman, guarded by Bausma, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for the personal, her first, her second. And somewhere along the line, I know it's hard to believe, I missed a couple of fouls. She's got four. Kenzie Bausma whistled for her fourth personal foul. That's why I always say my statistics are unofficial at best. Close at worst. Shot blocked by Paloma. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz of the basketball in the backcourt. Kim loses her footing. It's down on the floor, picked up by Morningside. Morningside basketball, Bahansky. Bahansky feeds it right wing. Three, good. They make you run. They make you chase. You turn it over. And then you chase again, and they knock down a triple. 79-58, back to a 21-point lead for the Mustangs. Right side with it is Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Cruz. Cruz high post, Paloma. Paloma swing pass right side, Pruitt. Pruitt, Rinesmith. Rinesmith long two, right baseline, good. A two-point bucket for Rinesmith. Then for Annie, that is her third and fourth points. She had a couple of free throws in the first half. Been quiet offensively since, just hasn't had many opportunities. 79-60 our score. Three-pointer from the right side, up and down for Braun. Braun with 8 points, and the Mustangs lead it 82-60. Braun has some pretty gaudy numbers. When you look at her career, she's just been solid throughout. A junior from Bellevue, Nebraska. She's got over 200 career three-pointers. Abby Pruitt answering with a three for the defenders. She's got five. And Dort College trails by 19, 82-63. 82-63, our score. Jamie Gasink will check into the ballgame and throw it in. Gasink on the floor along with Pruitt. Flown. Eva Vold and Engbers. Flown will bring it up. 5:45 remaining. Right side, Pruitt. Pruitt, Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Evavold goes right side, Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner. Pruitt, nothing there. And a timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson signals for a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. 82-63, our score with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt's pass taken away by Braun, and Braun with a steal. Just too many turnovers tonight for the defenders. I hate to oversimplify it. Shot no good on the left's block. Foul's going to go on the defenders. Morningside's Rochelle House will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. And the Morningside Mustangs, Rochelle House shooting free throws. Evavold whistled for the personal. And for Evavold, that is number two today. First free throw by House is good. She's got another one coming, 83-63. Second free throw is up and good, 84-63. Rochelle House with 8 points. Abby Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt's pass off of the hands of Flown. Out of bounds, and when it rains, it pours. And then it stops for a moment, and then it pours on you again. 84-63, Dort College down 21. Dort has really done some decent things offensively tonight, but it's just simply been overshadowed by, I wouldn't call it carelessness with the basketball, but an inability to keep the ball away from the Morningside defenders and take full advantage of the what Morningside's defense is giving them. Lauren Lemkuhl driving in, lays it up with the left hand, and the defenders trail 86-63. Ball out front to Engbers. Engbers reverses. Pruitt. Pruitt, three, right wing off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Braun. Braun's pass is deflected and coming back the other way. Dort College with a basketball. Pass into the front court. And Lauren Lemkuhl comes away with it. Neither team valuing the basketball right now. And Morningside has some room for error to work with. They're up 86-63. Pass goes into the right corner. Shot no good from the wing. Rebound is cleared by by Dort College. Coming up with it was Evavold. Evavold over to Flown. Flown left side. Engbers. Engbers into the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt double clutch. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Ebby will go to the free throw line. She's got 5 points tonight. And the defenders trail 86-63. Coming up at the conclusion of tonight's basketball game, the Wireless World postgame wrap. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web, teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Pruitt shooting another free throw, and Ebby makes both free throws. And the defenders trail 86-65. 86-65, our score. Morningside basketball, some new faces on the floor for Morningside, and blowing by her defender and laying it up with the right hand is Abby Dreiling. Dreiling with a two-point basket. And the Mustangs lead at 88-65. Out front, Ryan Smith over to Cruz. Cruz puts up a three from the right wing. It's good. Kim Cruz with 15 points. And the defenders trail 88-68. 3:17 and counting, Morningside basketball. Right side, jumper is up on the rim and falls through for the Mustangs and Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher with a two-point basket. It's 90-68. Still with 3 minutes to go. Kim Cruz up the floor, passes right side over to Bausma. Bausma feeds Palama. Palama in the lane. Her shot is good. Palama with a two-point basket. She's got 10, and the defenders trail 90-70. Dort College scoring points. They've just turned it over too many times and haven't been able to limit Morningside enough defensively. Pass goes out front, driving in. is Dreiling. Shot clock is at 8. Dreiling. Kick out pass left side to Stowe. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. But a rebound cleared by Dort College. Harmson ahead to Bausma. Doesn't have the numbers and thinks better of taking on the whole team by herself. Kick out pass Rinesmith. Rinesmith with 3. Annie Rinesmith with 7 points. And the defenders trail 90-73. 2 minutes remaining. Right side of the basketball. Morningside. Pass goes to Dreiling. Dreiling hacked at by Rinesmith. Picked up by Morningside's Bolio. Bolio with it. Bolio gives it up. Right side. Now Ty. Ty's shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with it is Palma. Palma stops. Gives to Bausma. Bausma layup good. Kenzie Bausma with 13. And the defenders trail 90-75. 1:27 remaining. Beaulieu passes right side to Ty. Steal by Bausma. Bausma laying good. 90-77. 97-7 our score. Bringing the basketball up. It's Morningside and Ty. They go right elbow with the basketball. Schleicher. And a foul on the play called on the defenders and number 31, Shea Palama. Palama picks up foul number 4. Gasink, Flown, Landers check into the ballgame. Through the lane pass with a left hand, knocking it down is Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher with 6, under a minute to go, 92-77. Flown passes right side to Landers. Landers comes back out front. Flown. Flown to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Gets it into the corner. And we've got a travel called on Harmson. Travel violation on Harmson. Dort College. With a basketball is Morningside. Dort College turned it over. This is Bulieu. Bulieu. Picks up her dribble. Comes back right side. Ty. Out front, Schleicher. Driving into the left hand, and the layup is up and good for Dreiling. Dreiling makes it 94-77. Landers. Landers to Rinesmith. Rinesmith 3, not good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. North College will retreat defensively. Bulieu passes it to Dreiling. 4 seconds left. 3. And that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Morningside 94, Dort College 77. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. Well, he caught me. I was talking to some people and a little late in getting back to my break. Sorry. Let's take a look at tonight's contest. Dort College trailed at every quarter break. 26-16 after one quarter of play. 49-38 at the end of the first half. Dort College scored the first 6 points of the third quarter. Morningside then outscored Dort College 22-7 the rest of the way. And Dort College outscores Morningside in the fourth quarter, 26-23. But by then, by that time, the damage had been done. Dort College falls by a final of 94-77. Numbers don't look too bad if you ignore one glaring number. The Dort College defenders, 30 of 55 from the floor, 54.5%. That's probably about as well as Dort College has shot the ball this season. 8 of 17 on threes, 47.1%. 9 for 11 on free throws, 81.8%. For the Mustangs, 34 of 66 from the floor, 51.5%. 7 of 25 on threes, 28%. 19 of 26 on free throws, 73.1%. And they get to the free throw line a lot. They convert at a very respectable 73.1%. Morningside out rebounds, Dort College 30-29. 8 offensive rebounds for the Mustangs. Here's one glaring number. Morningside, 10 turnovers. Dort College, 22. The other, 16 of those 22 turnovers coming via steal. For the Mustangs, well, Dort College had 5 steals. We'll be back with a look at the individual numbers for tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Individual numbers for both teams. Let's begin with the hosts, Morningside. Morningside, 34 of 66 from the floor, 51.5%. 7 of 25 on three-pointers. We told you already about that at 25%. 28%, beg your pardon. Morningside, led by Lexi Ackerman's 19 points, 14 for Lauren Lemkuhl. Sydney Hupp came off of the bench for 14. 8 points for Madison Braun, 8 for Rochelle Hausch, 9 each for Jordan Mosier and Taylor Bahansky, 4 for Abby Dreiling, 5 for Jenna Bork, 4 for Aaron Schleicher. For the Dort College defenders, 16 for Kim Cruz, 15 points for Kenzie Bausma, 10 for Paige Ingbers, 10 for Shea Palama, 7 for Annie Rinesmith, 7 for Ebby Pruitt, 4 for Alyssa Flohn, 6 for Jamie Gasing, 2 for Rio Landers, for their total of 77 points. Morningside's Rochelle Hausch with a game-high 7 rebounds, 6 rebounds each for Lexi Ackerman and Sydney Hupp, 4 for Madison Braun. For Dort College, they were led in rebounding by Shea Palama with 5, 4 each for Kinsey Bausma and Kim Cruz, 3 each for Paige Ingbers and Annie Rinesmith, 4 assists for Kim Cruz, 3 assists each for Annie Rinesmith and Shea Palama. Morningside led by Madison Braun with 3 assists. Taylor Bahansky also with 3 assists. Rochelle Hausch with 2. Brendan Ty had 2 as well. Both men's teams warming up for the second half of our doubleheader. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs will be underway with that one in about 20 minutes. They're taking a full half hour in between these contests. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has made her way out of the locker room, and the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 94-77 decision. And Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, you take a look at the numbers, a lot of things that were good, but a couple glaring numbers that prevented you from maybe turning this into a unique evening where you come down and really compete with Morningside. You competed well in stretches, but Morningside, a couple of stretches that kind of took the suspense out of this one.
Yeah, obviously I think the number one stat that really sticks out and the difference in that game is that they scored 30 points off turnovers, and that's huge. You know, we had 22 to their 10, and those are some things we got to clean up. And I don't think, in a lot of our turnovers, I don't think it was one person's fault, even if that it shows it that way on the stat sheet. There are some things that we definitely need to address as a team as far as passing, meeting passes, where to hit people, and then being a little bit more controlled when we attack a press break.
Shot the ball very well as a team, 54.5%. I don't know, off the top of my head, I don't remember a night where you shot over 50% for an entire ball game. What led you to be able to shoot so well this evening against Morningside?
Well, we've had a little bit of a different approach during practice this week. We've kind of let the girls just play. You know, on Monday, we just played a lot of 3-on-3 and 5-on-5, and we said, remember why you love to play. And I think it started to allow some of them to play with a little bit more confidence, and I think because of that, it translated into the game a little bit. And maybe some of that lack of drill work is why we turned the ball over a little bit. But I think the biggest thing was our girls played free, and they played hard, and they got really good shots because of it.
Kenzie Bausma, 15 points. Kim Cruz, a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor, including 4-for-4 on threes. It was good to be able to put those two on the floor together again this evening.
Yeah, both those girls are a really big difference for us. I mean, just their intensity level, the way that they play, raises the level of our team. They both get after it on both ends of the floor. They run the floor really hard. They're obviously efficient scorers for us tonight. I think it's Kim's, I mean, you can't get better than perfect from the floor. So it's one of her better outputs of the season here. And so to have them back in the rotation, even to just give some relief and ball handling, has been good for our team.
Morningside offensively scored 94 points. Obviously, they got some of those points off of turnovers. How do you feel like you did against them when they weren't getting relatively easy baskets off turnovers.
I don't think our on-ball defense was great tonight. I think we allowed a lot of dribble penetration, and then they have some girls that are just bigger than us and bullied their way to the basket a little bit. And we've got to do a better job keeping them out of the paint the next time. They didn't shoot a great percentage from the three-point line. I thought we protected that really well, and that's something that they usually do really well. But again, I think, 30 points off turnovers, that's a big deal. And so that's definitely an area where I think they took advantage of us. Some of those were a transition, and they hit a couple threes. Some of them were just layups, and some of them were just because we turned it over, and then we were on our heels defensively in the half court.
Hastings on Saturday, second time through the conference now. You saw Hastings, I believe it was the first Saturday in December. It's been a little while ago now, but fill me in on Hastings. I wasn't able to make that trip. What's Hastings going to bring on Saturday to the DeWitt?
One thing I think is most impressive about Hastings is how much they love to play with each other, and because of that, they play really, really hard. Five people come in, and they pressure you a lot, and then the next five come in, and they pressure you a lot, and it just really wears down on you. And you can tell that they're very disciplined in how they do it, and they're not afraid to play that style. So we definitely have to be able to take care of the basketball. I know we did not do that there, and we didn't get a lot of good shots because of it. So I'm hoping playing at home will be a little bit of an advantage for us.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, thanks for stopping by this evening. Kind of an odd game. You were right there in the first half, even though you committed several turnovers. Had that little bulge at the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, got it up to double digits. You take that away, and it's easy to say, but you take that away, maybe it's a different outcome tonight.
Yeah, we're really hoping that if we clean some things up this time, then we'll be able to get them at home the next time, because we do feel really confident about how we can play at home.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about tonight's contest with the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. Thanks to her for her post-game comments. Dort College on the short end of a 94-77 decision here in Sioux City. Let's take another break. We'll be back with a look at conference scores right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Almost all of the basketball games in women's play have gone final, and I feel pretty comfortable calling all of them at this point. The one that hasn't gone final is Dakota Wesleyan leading Briarcliff late, 62-49. Make a little note there that one's not done. Morningside defeats Dort College in a game you listen to here on KDCR, 94-77. Concordia hammers Midland. This one caught my attention. 95-38, the final there. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 90-68. Hastings over the College of St. Mary, 62-43. Concordia goes to 11-0. Hastings is 9-1. Dakota Wesleyan, if they hang on to win, will go to 7-2. Morningside is now 6-4. Midland slips to 4-6. Doan had the night off. They stay 4-5. Briarcliff, if they indeed do lose, will go to 4-6. Mount Marty slips to 4-6. Northwestern is up to 5-6. College of St. Mary slips to 1-9. Dort College is 0-10. In GPAC play. Coming up this weekend, College of St. Mary is at Dakota Wesleyan in women's play. Doan plays at Briarcliff. Hastings is at Dort. College of St. Mary makes it a road swing. They face Northwestern in Orange City on Saturday. And then a couple of rare Sunday doubleheaders in the conference. Midland is at Mount Marty. Concordia is at the Corn Palace taking on the Tigers on Sunday afternoon, January the 15th, in women's and men's basketball. I believe that'll put the punctuation mark on the women's contest. The Dort College Defenders falling by a final of 94-77. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what's coming up in the men's contest right after that.